Whether you call them mountain lions, pumas, or cougars, the biggest of the wildcat species of the Western Hemisphere are a long-standing but seldom seen presence throughout Northern California. Their numbers are in decline, says Zara McDonald, executive director of the Sausalito-based Felidae Conservation Fund. That's due to the twin issues of habitat fragmentation and human-wildlife conflicts, both of which are exacerbated by the big cat's considerable range.
A female can have a typical home range of 50 square miles, and a male is anywhere from 100 to 200 square miles. Females will overlap with females and tolerate one another. Females will also overlap with males, but males will most often not tolerate one another. In certain studies, we see males that will fight to the death to take over territories, and that's more common.
State Fish and Game estimates place the California mountain lion population at 4,000 to 6,000, although McDonald says those figures are probably too high. But it's hard to be sure, because most sightings of mountain lions turn out to be something else.
85 to 90% of all sightings are actually other creatures, such as dogs, deer, coyotes, or bobcats. Tremendous resources have been deployed to find out days later that a reported mountain lion was actually a house cat.
Still, confirmed sightings do happen occasionally. And if you should happen to meet a mountain lion, McDonald says the best response is to be aggressive.
Maintain eye contact. Raise your arms. Wave. Make a lot of noise. If you're carrying a backpack or any items you're carrying, you can use those as tools. So throw those. You don't want to bend over. You don't want to run away. So you actually want to face the cat and try to scare the cat away. If it comes at you, it's all about fighting back. So appearing as large as you can and throwing anything within your reach at the cat, you would potentially drive it away.
That's almost always what happens, she adds. Actual attacks are extremely rare.
Since 1890, there have been 16 verified attacks on humans in the state of California. And 6 deaths, 0 verified attacks or deaths on humans in the Bay Area since 1909.
Also, the mountain lion population is shrinking, as indicated by the increasing abundance of deer, the primary food source for the cats McDonald calls apex predators, the hunters at the top of the food chain. And the absence of the big cats creates a ripple effect that can reach all the way down to bare earth.
When they make a deer kill and they feed on that deer, that deer kill is subsequently fed on by hundreds and hundreds of other species after the mountain lion moves on. In addition, they prevent unchecked deer movement and activity. If a predator is removed from a system, the deer have no reason to fear, so they sit around and munch until the ground cover is completely gone. All of the new growth disappears, and that affects numerous flora and fauna species.
None of this is unique to Northern California. McDonald says there are 37 species of big cats worldwide, everywhere but Australia and Antarctica, and all of them are struggling to cope with an expanding human presence that creates conflicts in which the animals are almost invariably the losers. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.